Have you ever felt like everyone around you is getting exactly what you want? As if God is withholding your desires from you? It's like as if he has you on the shelf or in the background. And you get to the point where you cry out, like, God, do you even see me? I know I've been there several times. It makes me wonder, God, is there something that I'm not doing? But the truth is, God has me on the shelf or in the background for a reason. We have to come to grips with the reality that God's plan for our life is greater than we think. And he orchestrates things in his timing, not ours. But what do you do when you feel this way? Because although we know that God has a plan, that doesn't take away how we feel. Feeling overlooked is a real emotion. And God cares about our real emotions. I started to think of who in the Bible can I look to as an example of what to do when it seems like everyone is getting what you want. And I really believe that the Lord pointed me in the direction of Hannah. Hannah's story is found in 1 Samuel. Elkanah was married to both Penina and Hannah. Penina had kids, but Hannah did not. And so Penina would rub it in Hannah's face that she was barren. As if it wasn't hard enough for Hannah, every time Penina got pregnant and gave birth to a child. Hannah had to feel like, but God, what about me? Her barrenness would often bring her to tears. Children were the desire of Hannah's heart. And it just seemed like God was giving her desire to somebody else. I can thoroughly relate to how Hannah feels. The Bible says she was in deep anguish. But Hannah could have become bitter to God. But instead, she did the opposite. From her place of deep anguish, she cried out to the Lord. When asked what she was doing, she responded, said, I'm pouring out my heart to God. Do you see what she did there? Instead of distancing herself from this God that seemed to have overlooked her, she drew closer to him through prayer, by pouring out her heart to him. I sometimes catch myself not being really real with God, as if he doesn't already know my heart. So I'm making a practice of pouring my heart out to God. Every time something happens and I feel overlooked, or if everyone is passing me by, I pour out my emotions to God rather than a person. I normally say things like, God, I don't understand. Or why not me? Or what am I not doing? I don't always get a response, I'm not gonna lie. But when I do, it's something like this. The Lord will say, everything you need is found in me. Or I already know all that you need. Or, your journey isn't like anyone else's, it's yours. Or even this one, I have you right where I want you for this season in your life. When that happens, I'm then presented with a choice. I can either accept God's word as true, or continue to wish and to wander and to mope in my own feelings. You see, here's the thing. Our feelings are not our reality. Our circumstances are not our reality. Our reality is found in God Himself and in His unfailing love. In fact, that everything we need is found in Him. We have to choose every day which reality we're going to believe because we are bombarded with both every single day. What do we do when it seems like everyone else is getting what we want? I say, we pour our heart out to God and we choose to trust His words as reality and not what we see. I can't say that I'm all the way there in this, because I'm a human filled with emotions, but I will say that I strive to do this every single day, and I want to challenge you to do the same.